Keep looking at verse 7. It's a full verse. It says, by which he condemned the world. Noah was a leader because he called sin what it was. He was no mealy-mouthed guy. He was all alone. Everyone was against him, and he still was pointing at them. And he'd say to his family, that is wrong. What they're doing is wrong. It's not of God. He called sin what it was. He called sinners who they were. He was in a great line of the Enochs that would call the ungodly ungodly, that would stand alone and not bend, that would love them, would give the, he was a preacher of righteousness. Did you know he offered them the opportunity to come into the ark if they would want to be saved? But none of them wanted to be. He was preaching righteousness. They could have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah led because he called sin what it was. You remember the verses, Romans 12, 1 and 2. These are fathering verses. Don't be conformed to the world. Don't let your life take on the shape of the world around it. Don't let your children's lives become adhered to the world so that they become just like a papier-mâché model that hardens into the shape of whatever they're wrapped around. It says in James 4, 4, know ye not that friendship with the world... What are friends? People we're comfortable around. People that we let down our guard with. Don't let down your guard and be comfortable with God's enemies. Love them. Jesus was with the winebibbers and the sinners and the publicans and the harlots. Jesus was around them. But as I shared with someone, they said, Pastor, is it okay? We love to go to the bar and dance. I say, it's okay if you go to the bar to witness to people. But if you go to the bar and dance, and you want to do it, I says, you are friends with the world. They looked at me and they said, you know what? They said, a few months ago, I wouldn't have enjoyed that. But did you know I asked the question because my heart is less and less wanting that life? Dad, you see, that's what God does. You know, if you're if I was a bitter and angry and wicked old sinner when I got saved, I'm still a bitter and angry and wicked person, and I have the grace of God and sanctification to become unbitter, unangry, and unwicked. God doesn't take all of our sins away, the effects and the roots of them in our lives when we get saved. He just gives us a new operating system and a new heart, and we can choose to say no to all those things now that we could never say no to. And that's why, as a Christian, we say no to the world. We say no to friendship with the world. We say no to conformity with the world. We say no, I will not love the world, 1 John 2, 15 through 17. What are the three tests of love? If you love something, you'll sacrifice for it, you'll invest in it, and you'll derive pleasure from it. God says don't sacrifice for this world that's passing away. Don't invest in this world that's passing away. Don't derive pleasure from this world system that's passing away. Noah was a leader because he called sin what it was.